Welcome to another podcast from the Wicketgate magazine, and we're continuing the series What Saith the Scriptures, and the book that we look at today is the Book of Nehemiah. The Book of Nehemiah is the last of the historical books of Scripture. By the Jews it was considered to be a portion of the previous book, but the general opinion decides this to be a distinctly separate work, and from its internal evidence, written by Nehemiah. It is separated from the book of Ezra by an interval of 12 years, during which period the inhabitants of Judea, oppressed by their own rulers and plundered by the surrounding peoples, had been reduced to great misery. Nehemiah, supposed by some to be of the lineage of David, was an intimate of the household of the Persian king Astarkes, holding an office of great importance, that of cupbearer. Having heard from some of his countrymen of the misfortunes of his people, he is desirous of delivering them. Soliciting permission from the king to go to Jerusalem, he is appointed governor of Judea, and on his arrival proceeds at once to take measures for rebuilding the walls of the city, believing that the misfortunes of the people are in great measure due to their defenceless condition. Calling the whole of the population to the work, he animates them with his own energy and faithfulness. And, notwithstanding the active opposition of his enemies, who strive by deceit, misrepresentation, and violence to frustrate his labours, he succeeds in erecting the walls when he is recalled to Persia. After the absence of some years, he again receives permission to visit Jerusalem and returns accompanied by Ezra. By their united efforts, the people are rescued from the covetous oppression of their leaders. The abuses which had crept into the worship of the temple are removed, the services of the priests re-established after the manner of David, and a more settled system of government introduced. Of the history of Nehemiah, not much that is authentic is known, beyond what appears in the book. But he is clearly an effective instrument of God's hand for protection of his people at a critical time in their existence as a nation. By his patriotism and wise government, the feeble Jews are once more animated with their ancient spirit. From being a defenceless people, few in number, and living in constant danger from their enemies, they become a strong and united nation, and eventually, for a short but brilliant period, able to assert their independence. The period of time covered by the events related to the book is about 12 years, or from B.C. 444 to B.C. 432. This podcast is produced by the Wicketgate magazine, which you will find at www.wicketgate.co.uk. Thank you for listening.